something that you will never find in paper, when these people of the Department of South African Tourism comes and present to us. But there's a lot of interesting things there that will enable South Africa to be in various platforms in terms of marketing. I'm going to allow Dr. Kuzwayo to present the apologies, the quorum, and also the agenda for the benefit of the honorable members who don't have the agenda before them. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Chairman. Good morning, honorable members and colleagues. I don't have any formal apology except for who Mr. Portina will be speaking. The agenda for today is the consideration of the report, the budget vote report for vote 38, which is appropriated to the portfolio of closing. And we also included the report on the Northwest oversight visits that members undertook. Therefore, then we have two sets of minutes, the minutes of the 2nd of May and the 9th. Then any announcements and closure if any at the end of the meeting. So that is the agenda for the day.
Thank you, Dr. Kuzwayo. The apology of Mr. Portina would be a standing apology until he comes back. Because he's on sick leave. Without wasting time, I'm going to allow you to go through this budget board report, and for sure we'll be able to finish our meeting even before 1 o'clock if we move faster than expected. So without wasting time, over to you.
Thank you, Chairperson. The IT guy said the screen here is like it's standing out, so it's not clear. So members are struggling to see. I'm tracking myself. I'm not sure if members can access this on their gadgets as well, so that maybe you can follow them up. If you allow me, let me just take the report as read, also given my situation here. But I also requested to sit under to stand by the only issue that she was concerned with to the report when we were considering the issue that contained these two reports, but she has gone through the reports. Then I didn't have to say more than I am now. She will step in just to assist members to come to the conclusion and have the discussion today. So, with that said, Chairperson, I will just zoom into the observations, because as members will know, the detailed information we have is on South African tourism as SAP their issues in considering their report. So we just recorded a few observations because the report was discussed meeting with the department. That is on page 16 of the report, observations with regard to the Department of Tourism. One is issue that keep coming back to this case of investigation, which the members also when you were on oversight in Northwest, it became an issue that you said that these forensic audit reports that have been conducted, and the DG has made some submissions to the committee, but the committee is of the view that that there is slow pace in terms of these issues. So it's one issue that was recorded in that meeting, because there have been no arrests, there has been no conviction of any perpetrator in terms of this report. So the committee has said they still want the DG to come and make a full report in terms of the progress in terms of this investigation. There's an issue of money not well spent in terms of infrastructure projects. I think as members saw in Northwest and also in Bopo, that money has not been well spent in terms of infrastructure project. And also the fact that as much as DBSA has been appointed, but implementation has not in NS commenced, because whatever they said to the committee is still at a planning stage, so there's no implementation that has in terms of your hard infrastructure. Then there was an issue of preparation for BRICS summit that the committee raised to say the department was not visible in terms of what they were doing in terms of preparation for the BRICS summit to be held here in South Africa. Then there was information so far by the department that there were going to be some engagements at the ministerial dialogue, which the members subsequently attended during the African Summit in Java, and also that there have been some activations in two countries, China and India. So what begs the question is, what about the other two countries, like Brazil and Russia? But what was said in the meeting was that there are activations in China and India. Then there was the issue of state monitoring that as much as the department has implemented this, but more could be done since crime remains an issue in the country. And also the committee says the department has to partner with SAPS to ensure that whenever these state monitors are changed, they become effective. Then the master plan, the department has developed these master plans, but what the committee said was the incorporation of this master plan in the district development model so that implementation can commence, because they are just plans on paper, so they can remain plans on paper if they are not incorporated into those district development models in various areas. Then the issue of the tourism policy review, which remains on in this portfolio, began before even the commitment of the Sikh administration, but the committee said it will be appreciated if the department will ensure that at least within the tenure of the Sikh administration, this process is finalized. So those were the issues that we captured for the department in terms of what was discussed on the day. Then we come to South African tourism. This is just a way of a background to say the meeting was held on the 9th at Albert Luthuli, and the decision was taken by the committee to hold the meeting there to accommodate SAG and the board, because the committee understood they were the host for this event. But then it was disappointing that only one board member came and the two members did not come, and the committee therefore felt strongly undermined by the behavior of those two board members. And that on the day the meeting, after a brief interaction with the minister who left before issues could be ventilated all by the committee and the deputy minister, and one board member that was there, are just going through these issues because they lead to a recommendation that the committee should seriously consider. That was also discussed at that meeting. So here we just included both deliberations and observations in terms of the issues that we are requesting. So one issue was the dissolution of the SAT board, that the committee noted that first in need because a member properly reported to the committee, except when the committee then invited SAT to come, that there were three board members who resigned, and then subsequently that was in the time of Minister Lindiwe Sisulu, and which left the board without solid expertise because all the three members that resigned were people that were involved within the sector. So it just left people with other skills in terms of your audit, finances and stuff, but in terms of the sector. So the three board members that resigned were key. And then the minister then hastily appointed three board members that was questioned by the committee. And subsequently the minister was released of his duties by the president. Then on the 5th of March, then the new minister was appointed. And then upon the appointment, then she dealt with the issue of the Tottenham Hotspur, and she wrote to the board about the issue, and the board confirmed that no, they were handling these things. Then subsequently she wrote to the chairperson before they could respond. Then the whole eight members, including the chairperson, resigned, which then meant the board was no longer forming a quorum. So that was an issue that led to the dissolution of the board by the new minister. So now, when then the new minister appointed the new board, 4.1.2, so there are concerns that are raised by the committee about the interim board. Even the word interim, we just use it because the word that is presented about is by the entity itself, but it is not in the act, but for the sake of understanding, we just use the term interim board. So then the issue that the committee raised on, because the committee has ventilated this issue, as you say, when the minister appointed to this board, when she dissolved the old board and appointed the new board, in terms of the SA, she can appoint one or more. Then she appointed three, and the committee was not happy because the board was given full power. So then the members of the board, the committee knows, Ms. Colega Zama, Ms. Vincent Tambo, and Mr. Tim Harris. Now, what is of concern is that Mr. Mdambo was elected as the chair, but in terms of what was reported on the second, is that now Mr. Harris was the board member or the chairman of the board, and Mr. Mdambo had said he wasn't available because of time constraints. So, but then what becomes the problem is that on the meeting of the 9th, then the minister came and said to the committee, no, there was an error in the appointment of Mr. Ndambo. She initially wanted Mr. Harris, which then leads to 4.1.3, inconsistent information about the appointment of the board. So this just captures the inconsistent information that was said by the minister on the second, in terms of Mr. Ndambo being the chair and the discussion that happened at the board level where Mr. Harris was nominated, and she came to the meeting on the 9th and said no, she made an error. initial cadet and he had meant to cadet mistake. So this is the issue that the community was noted about, because the kind of misleading, because it's the same minister who said this information to the committee, but she was contradicting herself. Then there was the issue of reducing interaction with the committee to writing this as written meeting on the 9th, to say the minister wanted the committee to raise issues in writing, and the committee said no, they want to engage the minister physically because the committee has taken a decision to meet physically. Then there's the issue of the absence of board members at the official meeting, they said, which was reported by Ms. Zaman, that they went back to Cape Town and they said they wanted to meet the committee during the official meeting, and the committee said no, but that was the official meeting that was properly communicated to the entity. So the committee did not accept that reason. And what is also disturbing is that the two board members had been in the meeting with the committee earlier in the day in the opening of Indaba, but later decided not to attend the meeting. So now, the implications then to the APP and the budget. Now that the department transfers 53% to SAT, the committee said no, these two board members were supposed to be there to take the committee through their plan in terms of how they plan to spend this money. So with them not in the meeting, so it became difficult for the committee to consider the APP and the allocated budget, because people who would play oversight over this APP and over this allocated budget were not at the meeting. So another issue that was observed is the institutional capacity to implement the various state APP and the budget. The committee noted that there are no executives at the NDT. We have no chief executive officer, chief financial officer, chief strategy officer, and there's no company secretary. So these are the people at the helm who should be the ones implementing this budget, so they are not there. So the committee feels that it's going to be irresponsible to appropriate budget where there are no executives to monitor the spend of the funds. So that leads to 4.18, which is possibly respond to expenditure by the board. The committee is apprehensive then to appropriate, given the recent developments where they have 910 million, almost a billion rand, that was struck by this committee, that was proposed as a sponsorship to Tottenham Sports. So if then the committee was to allow Parliament to appropriate budget to the entity that does not have these executives, so we might have more or even worse of this misappropriation of funds happening. Now there's an issue of conflict of interest by the chairperson of the board, where the team members that was announced by the minister, the committee noted that he had previously requested funding for the World Surfing League, and the person that is now the acting chief marketing officer is the one that has been advised the chair on how to go about reducing the funds and also ensuring that he can acquire the sponsorship of the World Surfing League. So the committee feels that if the chairperson of the board is the person with such business interest in the funds of the NDT, it will be irresponsible because there is a conflict of interest there. Then there is lack of understanding of demanded by the board. So Ms. Koleka Zama emphasized at the meeting with the committee that no, the board, they were focusing on the audit outcomes for 2022-23, and they were not focusing on the APP and the budget allocated for 2023-24, which then becomes a problem, because it means they don't understand from the executives when Ms. Lama wrote a letter to FAT taking powers. As much as the meeting, she said no, they restored powers, but they demand a consent to the board to say they are dealing with the board that can do such a thing, and moving forward, more of that can still happen. So then there's a bit around the resolution of the chief executive officer. So this is just to record what happened around the resolution of the chief executive officer, who was also the chief marketing. But the issue here that the committee raised is about him not serving the 3 months in terms of the contract, and having said to the board he's available to serve, and also then the related payment for the 3 months that he has not served. So this is the issue that the committee raised, to say he mustn't be paid 3 months because he was willing, but the board then said no. So this is the issue that the committee took. I don't know if to say offense, but it was a serious matter because the board could not clarify themselves in terms of why they allowed him to go without service. So also there's an issue of taking black excellence in terms of even the resignation of the various chief executive officer, and the media report about the current acting chief executive officer, where the board chairperson went on media to talk about the allegation of the acting chief executive officer being investigated, and this leads to maybe it might lead to the same board calling for the resignation based on allegations that have not been proven yet. So that is the issue there, which then is tantamount to paging of this black executive entity. Then there's an issue about settlement of staff from the department. The board has an assistant board secretary who has appeared before the committee and seemed to be competent because she provided all the information that the committee needed. But then the committee learned that the director general has seconded a person from the department who is the chief director. Also, the department has its own issues in terms of government, but now you have the chief director. So the issue about the committee is why the board is not maybe made the same assistant board secretary to be acting in that position. So then all these things lead to the decision of the committee not appropriate. So upon consideration of many factors, so the committee found it prudent not to continue the meeting on the 9th because the minister had left and the deputy minister could not make the questions that the committee was raising. Also, the board was not in attendance. So, therefore, the portfolio committee decided that no, the meeting should not continue. Then the risk of appropriating budget to the department. So with all these issues regulated by the committee and also observed in terms of all these developments within FAT, so the committee decided at that meeting to recommend to Parliament that the budget for the current financial the Parliament should not appropriate this budget. Then there is an issue of the measure also that was discussed on the 2nd to say no, the committee was of the opinion, as the information given by the former minister, that no, there was a cabinet a decision to merge the two, but the minister said no, there was no such cabinet a decision, therefore they had decided with Minister Chabeni in the presidency to conduct a feasibility study to see if the two entities could match. So these observations led me to this recommendation. So I decided not to put more recommendations, but to focus on those that will deal with the main issues. One is that Parliament, the Parliament must not appropriate the budget for the 2023-24 financial year to the Department of Tourism, which transfers 50% of the funds to the tourism, which is an ended. Until the NTT has properly constituted the board and fully fledged executive and management effort. So here I was thinking, Honourable Chair members, that maybe the committee cannot just say we are not appropriating. At least there should be a condition to say yes. You are saying you put this in abeyance until one, the board is fully constituted, and two, the executives have been appointed, which can be around August if the minister goes according to what he reported to the committee. Then another one is the issue of expediting the process. The minister said already she has advertised, so it's for her then to make sure that to expedite the process of appointing the board, and then at which point then the committee will consider will consider recommending whether Parliament should appropriate funds to board 8. Then 5.3 is for the minister to appoint a representative. Because it was the same what the minister said, she said the current person that was serving in the board did not report to anyone, there were no reports. But then, if the committee will recall, when the issue was raised by the committee previously, the DG had said to the committee, no, they do have a person there, so the person reports back to the committee in terms of what's happening in the NDH, when the committee has raised the issue of NDH oversight. But the minister came and said, no, this person did not report to anyone and there were no reports. So it was kind of conflicting information between the minister and the DG there. So also, that this matter warrants the attention of the leader of government business to ensure that SAT has good governance, to ensure that good governance is restored at SAT. At both the board level and administration, because it has led to this decision by the committee. Then the issue of the policy process that should be finalized within the remaining period of the administration. And lastly, that the two ministers of tourism and the president should finalize the process of the merger of SAT within this tenure of administration. So those are the observations and recommendations, honourable members. They are just suggestions from us as your support, but we are open to any input that the members feel should be incorporated in the report. Thank you, Chairperson.
Academically, but if you are white, at
it cannot be accepted, and it is not fair to all. I think also in one of the slides where you presented Dr. Kuzmayr, the issue of the monetary value, where you say monies are not spent. I think that's like where you say there was a submission of a chairperson in the form of Mr. Ndambo, and later on an error in what you. You should not write that paragraph as it is us. You must be able to say according to the minister, Mr. Ndambo was withdrawn because he said he was not available, because how you wrote that paragraph, it is as if it's us who are saying this. So it must be explicit that it is the minister that reported to the portfolio committee and said what you have highlighted as that. So I'm going to allow honorable members to make their observations, and then we take it from there, and so we move. In that report also, you must have put it on record that Mr. Malaid to the portfolio committee, when she said that the delegations of those executives or delegations of authority were withdrawn. There is no such a thing, because I have not received a letter of withdrawal where I'm seated. It is on that particular day, the 5th, where in actual fact the delegation of authority was taken away. I have it on record that contrary to so he said that on the 5th the letter was withdrawn, and on the 5th it is the actual day where the delegations of powers were taken away from the executives and the management of that particular entity. So she lied to the portfolio committee, and that amounts to perjury. No one lies to parliament, because everything that we do here, we do it under oath. I think that you are lied when you say there is no value for money in terms of the infrastructure. You must be able to be explicit categorically, so to say, for instance, Monyane, the department spent 37 million, if my memory serves me well, for nothing. Because that 37 million, Yambena man's gone with the wind, and that facility still is, and many other facilities where the department has spent money, those facilities are dilapidated. So I think we need to be explicit on that, so that we are able to land very soft on the recommendations that we made in the previous portfolio committee. And perhaps we also going to reflect on them and what you have just proposed as to what should be the an appliance until what. Yeah, and that's it. Honorable members, Makomba, you are number one. Whip, you are number two. I'm noting Honorable Matumba. You must be. Honorable Defender, it was very dangerous, honorable member, that I've ever met in my entire life of being a member of parliament and the legislature. He keeps quiet in the meeting, said nothing, walk up and down, drinking tea, fetching this and that. And then the next day, boom, a very serious article that shook the status quo. So you might think that he's not listening, but he's preparing for another bomb. Yeah. Honorable Chair, good morning to honorable members and support our officials. Honorable Chair, I think also we need to I don't know, include the issues which are very important. Like, for instance, there has been an allegation from the CEO coming from the so-called chairperson of the board, saying after the CEO, the acting CEO hosted an open or even being the master of ceremony for a very big event, the opening of the Indaba itself. Toku, here comes the chair, the chairperson of the board, of the media, criticizing and, you know, talking about the bribery by the airline to the ex-acting CEO who was representing the same government that he actually appointed, or maybe the board appointed as the acting CEO. I don't think that we can take that very light. It must also factor onto the board, because it shows the dishonesty of the chairperson himself, the chairperson of the board himself, having gone out to the media after using the acting CEO to run a very important program, and contrary to that, go out and say things such as that without even having mentioned them even to the portfolio committee as another thing that has happened within their department. Also, Honorable Chair, there is another issue which I think also is very important for us to have it noted on the report, that is speaking to the three members of the board who still need to be investigated with regards to the membership in the same company where they are coming from, but being also the same members of the same board which they are going to serve in our structures of government. I can't remember, but there's a company which they belong to and which is contrary or conflicting or showing the conflict of interest with where they are currently. It is very, very important not to forget to put that into the report as our oversight role, and we need to be very careful in ensuring that that is also going to be investigated, whether they belong to that company and also they fit to be where they are currently. Thank you.
I have a clarity seeking questions with regard to the report. Mr. or Dr. Kuzwayo in the report presents that the report is not conclusive on the issue of the budget, the committee approving the budget of the department, but makes a recommendation that the process be put in abeyance or conditions be put so that the budget is approved when certain requirements are put or are addressed. Now, the question that I have is that perhaps I need to be schooled in the budget process, because the budget, we approve the budget of the NAA, and also the NTOP has its own process of approving the budget. So what then becomes the process on our side when if we put a recommendation that says we need this to be addressed before we can approve or move for the budget to be accepted, and then NSOP has its own finding or has first budget authority, and then we put condition on the department to hold the 53% transfer before the board, the full board is appointed and the top management of the entity are appointed. And then what then becomes the checks and balances of that process on the other side? Because we've seen, have observed that the DG in the previous meeting was not forthcoming on why he was not able to second a person to the board, because that did not even require that the minister write to the department. Immediately, the interim board is put in place. The DG is his responsibility because he's the custodian, or he's the one that ensures that the tourism head resides in the department. He must automatically send a person, because that person is the eyes and the ears of the department, or the entity of the department. So if he then waited for the minister and then he saw it fit to second somebody that would be going as a company secretary, but not a person who will sit in the would be part of the three members and become the fourth person so that they can report to the department. That in itself tells you that you can appropriate the budget and put conditions, but perhaps those conditions will be not taken into account, because the DG seemingly can see that there are some weaknesses in him ensuring that he also does oversight on the entity as an accounting officer. Well, that money is, he is responsible to account for all the funds as the DG, as the accounting officer of the department, which appropriates and then transfer to SAT. Now I want perhaps us to come out clear in this meeting, because the recommendation that we put there to say I'm not actually getting it clear, it's still a bit ambiguous for me, because I just don't, the way you put it is, it's not that we are not approving or recommending the approval of the budget. Have a job look at only part of the discussion, but it's we want to put conditions. So what then becomes of the process that we'll be undertaking next week on the 24th? It is the 24th when we are approving the budget. Because normally what we do, we go out there, we support. And that does not necessarily mean that we don't have the right not to support. But we clearly put out programs and we also advise where we see or feel fit that this should be looked into. Because at the end of the day, the way I understand it is that it's the budget policy statement of the Minister of Tourism. Perhaps I need to be schooled, Doctor, on then to say how do we approach this part of the recommendation that we are putting there, so that we don't have egg in our face, or we don't speak two different messages. Jefferson says something else, we do say different things because we are not from the same organization. But so that we don't speak going different direction, one says recommends the approval of the or supports the budget, the other says no, we don't support the budget. So that we still won't be now some confusion, and I rest chair. I'll also perhaps make a follow-up once I'm explained or
I'm not sure what you mean by dangerous. I simply seen that statement about the state of matters. There's nothing that was contradicting what we discussed in the committee. So I think if you can take it as you said in the committee, I think that's certainly not the intention. I see it as reinforcing the equity. And otherwise, I want to thank the doctor for a great report. Thank you.
Chair, what I understand to be what we are discussing most is not the what the money is going to be spent on. Our main problem is those who are going to spend that money. That's our problem. That's why when we go to road development, we are worried to give money to the same DG and the same DDG who spent our 37 million in Manyani Lodge, and we do not have a lodge. That's our problem. We want development, we want money to be spent, but the problem is those who are to spend the money, because there's no consequences management on Manyani Lodge that we can touch. There's no consequences management even on others. What is worse is that an annual report is written to us. And in those lodges where there's a problem, it's hidden right in front of us, something that we see. It's hidden that this project started when. Because if it is to be written, we'll know there's a problem. So the worst is that even where in the projects where we were. And when we looked at the other projects that we didn't go to, we find that the problem is the same. If you speak to provinces, they will tell you the same thing, that projects of this kind are many. So how do we then approve budgets to go to the same thing? So we are saying this thing must be repeated like this. So last year and this year, we call it arrested development. It's as if we are moving, but nothing is happening. Chair, I was very much disturbed. We went to that international event. The chairperson of, Mr. Timel addressed some things that are not even in the annual plan of SAT. And when I looked closer, I then discovered that when Mr. Tim Harris left Westgrove, he went to establish an office in Africa of Consulum, and that office is here in Cape Town. And exactly what he's doing there in that office is what he addressed there. So he is using SAT to advance his position in Consulum. It's copy and paste of a letter he wrote with a colleague there, Jean-Marc, that he wrote at around March this year. If we give you the letter, you will see it's copy and paste of what he said there. Nothing that has got to do with SAT. So while we are saying the man is got too much personal interest there, he's not stopping. It is happening right in front of us, exactly what we are waiting. So you now seated here to say we then give him this budget, it means we're just, it's his personal pocket money for him to spend. So those are the things that we are raising. We are told, Chair, that the powers of the of the officials are restored. Just pure lies, colleague. A pure lie was told to parliaments like us. In front of them, those people, that their powers are taken. And from there, a communication was written that the board resolved we are taking those powers. So we are taken for a right, openly so, unashamedly so. Ever since I joined politics, it is for the first time when I see political leaders being undermined like this. It is for the first time when I see people elected to serve at the highest institution being undermined like that, being told like this, that no, that thing we have given them the powers, they have their own powers, then from there the opposite is done. So that's why I then support that we really need money to be spent. But the people who are to spend this money are not going to spend it accordingly. If we are to give them money, I don't know how we are going to sleep tomorrow, knowing very well that we are giving people money who are going to not spend it in development. And lastly, even if you go and look at the route development, mainly in tourism, what is most important is route development, because once you develop a route, it's simple for buyers to buy. And if you look at how money was spent previously, there's no route that was developed. There's no route you can point. Even in the annual plan, there's no route you can point that this route is going to be developed, because the destination development department is sleeping on duty and doing wrong things without any form of punishment, because the only money that we looked at, just one visit, we found 30 million down the drain. So what if we are to go to each and every province? We are going to be shocked. Thank you, Chair.
Saying that we need the better
it's a process of beautification. And the point that I raised in that chair was that seemingly there is no way from the side of the department to ensure that those who have been identified are prosecuted and to raise the information you were giving us on that day, it was for the first time that he said he had given for me that information, Chairperson. Secondly, Chairperson, there's the issue that has to do with the appointment of the board secretary. The DG opted to consider the PFMA, not the Tourism Act. And he has failed to give us further information as to what directed him to put in the appointment of the, given the fact that the board has been given full powers by the minister, and there's the act that allows them to appoint or to appoint or employ the board secretary. Thirdly, Chairperson, on the issue which is raised by the Honourable Chair, I so wish to differ in terms of us approving the condition. We must not approve the fund, mainly because I think it's 4.1 institutional incapacity, Chair. One, they were not there to present their case on the HEP. They undermined the committee, the board. And I saw that in terms of the institutional incapacity, we further state some of the facts in terms of our observation within the department, Jefferson. The department has a role as a whip or through you, Jefferson, over the extended. There is no way that we will approve funds with conditions. Mind you, our approval of funds is for the masses of our people there to benefit. And currently that is not taking place in both NCT and SET. And there is no way to ensure that ERG, that is, you know, the current status quo, and I think on our resolution, for us to ensure that we are in line with the processes, I so wish that the whip and the chairperson will just follow up with relevant offices in terms of ensuring that we are in line, chairperson. I'm not sure there's an issue of the board which has already exceeded its ordinary meeting as the act. And secondly, Ms. Bama, when she was presenting them on the letters and the listing of the powers withdrawn from the official, there was this thing she raised that she took a decision all by herself. There was no board meeting. And also the act is explicit in terms of before meetings and special meetings, there should be 14 days in between. But their meeting, they receive the resignation of the CEO on the 6th, on the 5th, they have a meeting, they've taken a resolution already to ensure that they accept and they must proceed with the resignation of CEO. Another thing, Jefferson, the Honourable Minister lied and oath, stating that the CEO was found that the ex-CEO did read that he is available to serve. She must know this. However, if the department allows him to, I'm not feeling well, yes, gentlemen, on the issue that has to do with the person representing the department, I think there we must just rephrase to say the person representing the department was not performing her work or he or she or her duties as expected. And we observe that he or she has not been reporting to the department. Because despite the fact that it has been raised by the minister that he or she was unaccountable, it has also been our observation during our meeting
thank you very much, honorable members. I'm going to allow Dr. Kuzwayo to respond, and perhaps in your response, also you must empower us on what A aspect is, because Mr. Tim Harris spoke about access in Africa, something which is not even in our APP. Perhaps Dr. Kuzwayo would know better what access is, because he was on that platform as a chair or interim chair of South African Tourism. And I'm sure that is a program that you were supposed to be busy with. As the portfolio committee before it was tabled in that multilateral platform with the other ministers of other countries. What is AAPSIS? So I think that also in your response you should also assist us. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson, and all other members. Maybe let me start with the last point that Chairperson made so that we return to the pertinent issues later. AAPSIS, or otherwise called ELIFT, they use the two terms interchangeably. It is something that is a challenge in Africa in general, in that it is costly to travel by air within Africa. Then, for example, to move from Africa to other countries in Europe. And also, there are no connecting flights to some of the major African countries, in a sense that a traveler would have to fly out of Africa to connect a flight to Africa. Meaning you have to fly out of Africa to then fly back to Africa because there is no connecting flight in Africa. So that is a big issue whereby certain cities, because the Department of Tourism should also be working very closely with cities around this issue. Certain cities, in particular Cape Town, Durban and Johannesburg, they have developed their own plans around access to say, how do you then bring people to Africa? I think that is where then the issue that especially then reduce the business costs for the airline, because their staff are then taken care of by a particular city. So there will be intermediaries. If you look, for example, with the Tottenham Hotspur deal, it's a matter that as much as the community dealt with, that maybe the community did not look closely in to say there was an issue of deal facilitation there in excess of 30 million for a person that was going to facilitate that deal between SAT and Tottenham Hotspur. So you always have this middle man between these deals. That is where the issue of business interest comes in, because now if you are then dealing with this and a middle man, then there's something that accrues to you when these deals are being struck. So it is a serious issue. I think that the community needs to look at the issue of access. I think not from the point that we are looking at now. So what is a particular issue now? But if what is access in general is something that the community needs to look at, maybe closely to say how do we improve access in Africa in general, so that the cost of travel within Africa is reduced. So that is what I can say.
I want to know, is it in the APP of the department or the entity now?
No, it is not in the APP. It is not in the APP. My opinion will be it should be in the APP in future, but not in this way that is done now. It's something that the department is like each of these things, as much as we are not dealing with Home Affairs, but there is a lot that the portfolio does to improve the visa regime in the country. So the air access, as much as we are not in transport, but it's something that the community can work with together, the city and the department, to improve. Not in this way, I mean in the proper department work, but currently in this APP, this issue is not in the APP either of the department nor of South African Tourism. Right to airlines that belong to other countries. It's also Now, coming to the major decision of the committee to appropriate or not appropriate, it was a difficult issue even for me to deal with, and I talked to our finance guy in Parliament, the Committee of Appropriation, because I wanted, when I was leaning through the Act, I was looking for a particular clause in legislation that gives the committee the power, or Parliament this power, to say this is the clause that says Parliament cannot appropriate. So they told me there is no particular clause that says that. It is implied. So in the legislation, there is nothing that says Parliament will not or must not appropriate. But in terms of oversight, where of the committee, then Parliament can take a decision to say they are not, Parliament is not appropriating based on conditions that the committee is putting conditions. But if they are looking for a particular clause in law that will say the committee must, the Parliament must not, they told me, because I was trying to look at that clause, but there are many issues in terms of the work, because in terms of your work, if you look at the rules of Parliament, 2000 in particular, it gives you all the powers to do what the committee is doing, because you look at the staffing of the committee of the department, you look at their structure, you look at their finances, and so if you are not happy with these issues, then you can take this decision. Then the issue was then what becomes a process thereafter. So in terms of a process thereafter, what between now and the 24th, what I wanted to raise later was to say maybe the committee needs to get a, because the colleagues from finance, they say as much as Parliament has this power, since 19, it has never happened. It should be for the first time.
I'm not sure whether your colleagues got their degrees from the University of Fort Hill, or their certificates are perhaps counterfeit. Because we are empowered by the constitution of this country. I'm looking for that clause, because I always carry this constitution. But there's a section in the constitution of the country, which is the Republic of South Africa, that is explicitly highlighting that Parliament appropriates the monies of the department. That alone is not implying the power of Parliament. If the Constitution does not say we may or we may not, it's a discussion for another day. But Parliament is empowered. Go and tell your colleagues to go and request their change from the institutions where they got their certificates, because they seem to be counterfeit. That power, which is vested upon Parliament by the Constitution of Republic of South Africa, clearly tells us that we cannot appropriate. Does not take a genius to understand that. Perhaps someone that is a lawyer, an advocate, but not Wilma Donsela, of course, someone else can interpret that clause of the Constitution in the way and in the direction that a portfolio committee is taking. Because we are saying as a portfolio committee, we then therefore going to request or suggest or recommend to Parliament through the Office of the Speaker, that Parliament do not appropriate the money for the department. First of all, in line with the constitution of the country. So I really don't understand these colleagues of yours, whether they think that the legislation and the policies will supersede this kind of constitution, because all of us, we are expected to uphold
appointment by the constitution itself.
Section 213.
Section 213.
Constitution.
No, I will include that. Section 213, subsection 2. So I will then be explicit in terms of the act here to say as empowered by that particular clause in the constitution, but I included it here so that at least in terms of what empowered the committee. So having said that, Chairperson, I will include the clause here, but then also in the way that it is crafted, because in terms of the discussion, there are two views, and to assist us, as a person, I think the committee needs to converge in one view in terms of what you want to say in the report. Particularly, I will deal with the two views, the one from Honorable Makubela and the one from Honorable Mbushe. The one from Honorable Mbushe, I think, is the one that is captured in the report, and that was regulated by the committee. But then in crafting it, it creates this problem to say, then what? As I was saying, maybe the committee needs, before the 24th, the committee needs to get from our legal unit here, we need to get an opinion in terms of what then. And the major issue now also with what I'm looking at, what Honorable Matumba has said also, to say it is not just SAT but the department as such. But if the committee goes with what Honorable Makubela says, I think it is safer to say you will appropriate the budget to the department, because the department is the one that transfers this 50%, and if the conditions of the 50% are not met, then the entity will not receive this transfer. Yes, Chair.
The department 2 weeks ago transferred 560 million to South African Tourism. And upon receiving that, the DG confirmed it. Now these three, on arrival, the money is transferred to South African Tourism. With all the bullism that is there currently, how is this department going to account for that money? Because we all know, and in your report you put it very clear, that the department has no capacity to conduct oversight over this particular entity. We have a DG that was absent for 4 months. Four good months, and there was no oversight over this particular department. And I think you need to have a copy of the constitution of the country and look at page 110 in this constitution, because this money which is received by national government, it is paid from the National Revenue Fund. It is paid from the National Revenue Fund. So, it is reasonably excluded by an Act of Parliament. And that this money, in terms of the Appropriations Act of Parliament, your NASELUF depends on us whether we okay it or not okay it. Now, I'm trying to find a reason from what you have suggested and from what you have raised earlier on, because in our reducing our recommendations of the previous meeting to an issue of South African tourism, I think is mischievous. Very mischievous, because in the portfolio committee we've raised issues. The department came, they presented their APP, which we never approved, by the way. Because none of us supported that APP of the department, if I may remind you. Because that APP of the department instead raised many questions. And most of those questions were unanswered by both the DG and the department, I mean, and the minister. So let's get the argument would be, I know the minister is still new, and as a portfolio committee, we can also justify to say we gave the ample time to familiarize themselves with the department, hence we did not put pressure on him. You must put that one tube of ACC in your water that you are drinking.
Okay.
It will help you. Otherwise, your coughing, your lungs will be very painful with that coughing. So I'm saying, DJ, that here we are sitting, I'm looking at my notes, checking the meeting of the portfolio committee with the Auditor General, where many issues were raised by the Auditor General when they came to us. Among the issues which were raised were the issues of quality of financial statements. There were misstatements there, and all the projects that were handed over to DBSA were projects that are infrastructure projects which collapsed, and there was no consequence management which was undertaken. Now, the issues of non-compliance on hospitality programs in six provinces were presented before the portfolio committee by Auditor General. Irregular expenditure of 8.6 million, where they could not adhere to the trickle system, the department. 4.7 competitiveness of procurement processes, not undertaken. 1.65 million irregular expenditure on long-term contracts. 1.5 million partnership arrangements not sanctioned by an authorized personnel. Now, if there are instances where things are processed without approval of an authorized personnel, then what is that one to achieve? If we are to put the conditions that are there. 95% of irregular expenditure, which was a contributing factor, also was tabled before us on the 11th of October 2022. Now, I want to repeat a question which I have raised elsewhere. That are we going to say the federal fault is ours, so be it. Let them raise the federal fault. Because the issue is not about a South African tourism. The irregular expenditure of previous years, and also it was raised. Flouting of procurement processes, rising cost of travel, was raised in that meeting. So, I really don't know why are we reducing the resolutions of the portfolio committee to South African tourism, because our resolutions were based on both the department that has the responsibility to transfer an amount of about 53% to the entity, and the entity itself, which is aiding. I mean, the department itself, which is aiding. So I'm just reminding you of the things that have been there in the portfolio committees which were tabled, because these quality of statements, it was even tabled by the AG that they are amount and emanate from the challenges of the IT system, which are not fit for the people. Are those systems fit for the people now?
Not yet.
Okay. Thank you very much. Honorable Makuvel, I see your hand.
To
physical exercise.
No, it is not changed. It is, and my apologies for coming in. It will not, because at the end of the day, this report will be tabled before Parliament. And if this report is tabled, there are recommendations, and there is the tracking and the office that looks to all the recommendations that are were put into department to say, this recommendation or this, when or how is it addressed. I tend to be corrected, but I remember there's even an office that looks into all the committee reports that get tabled to Parliament to say they check and trace the implementation of the corrections or the processes of all those recommendations. But I say it's a learning curve also for myself. I'm saying this because I'm thinking at the top of my mind that we are a portfolio committee, but we've also got one in the NCOP. We are saying this side, we're not supporting the budget, they are supporting the budget. After all, we are budget, both 38, all of us. And then after all, the budget all gets passed as a lump into the house. So all the votes scheduled into one, and then the budget is passed. Boom. We all say we move for the budget, and those that say nay, they say nay, and then those that say yes, we are in majority, we pass it. Then how then do we distinguish ourselves to say, we as a portfolio committee, these are our recommendations, how then do we move with this line that we are moving? And then I then put a proposal and a recommendation before the portfolio committee that we allow the budget to be passed with the conditions that we put for the portfolio committee. But at the end of the day, we've got a department, this budget is appropriated for the department. And then the transfers are made to SAT. So we put a recommendation that the transfers must not be put to SAT. And then also with the project that we are we have challenges on, we say that the program that runs the project, the money must not be spent up until we are satisfied with the route that they are moving towards. Because we've seen that the process of DBSA is still in the planning phases. Money has not yet been spent where the department is trying to rework. But however, DBSA is not only the implementing agent on behalf of the department. What then becomes of those that are not implemented by DBSA but are implemented by other implementing agents? And that's my submission and my proposal to the portfolio committee chairperson.
Honorable Matumba, Mamukomba, Honorable Freitas, then Honorable Mani, in that order. Which
thank you. Efa said that the appropriation is done in accordance with section 13, subsection 2 of the Constitution. And that section, like you read it, is very much clear that Parliament has got power not to appropriate. It is given there in the appropriation law. Chair, the situation we are dealing with here is not normal. Under normal circumstances, we wouldn't have arrived here. I hope it's there in the report what we are facing. at all. We are told where to get off. We have made the recommendations, and immediately after making those recommendations, they go and write as if we never made any recommendations. We told them how, we told them about the board. Immediately after telling them now that this board you have constituted is wrong, immediately after that, within us, they write to newspapers to say, we are announcing this is our board. We give them a simple mandate. Go and fix this thing because of gazette. Instead of writing a proper gazette, they say, we are fixing an error. So we are talking about the department that is totally not ready to take any condition. We can put conditions, but they are not, history dictates that they are not going to follow these conditions. They are not ready to do that. They told us right here in this committee. So under normal circumstances, we understand that when the parliament speak, the department listen and implement it exactly how the parliament wants it to be implemented. Now, in terms of parliament voting against this, that one is up to us. We give recommendations, and when we give recommendations, Parliament votes in accordance with recommendation of the committee, because the committee is the one that is doing oversight. So once the committee recommends that this is how it must be, unless it is to be changed in our own caucuses, but the recommendation that is going to be voted is for this one. That is what normally happens, because all of us here, we are going to take this recommendation to the committee, to our caucuses. I might come there to Parliament and not vote and vote against this and say no, we they must be given from the mandate of the caucus. So this is going to the caucus, and it's up to us to then explain to our caucuses that caucus, this is what we are faced with, this is how we arrived to this decision. And by the look of things, all of us here, we are agreeing that if our department is collapsing, not because it can be, whatever the money is put on is not working. The money is not spent and have any product. If I am to give example here, if the ANC is saying for tourism to move, let's buy Sprite. EFF say, let's buy Fanta. Then IFP say, let's buy Stone. No cold drink is bought, but money is spent. So as politicians, we can say our idea was the best, because money is totally not spent. We don't have a product to speak of. And we can give an example. There is Manyani Lodge, 37 million spent. Where is the product? None. So politically, we don't even have any argument to say which political policy is better than which one, because there is no product. So that's why we are where we are, to say, members of parliament, if we are to release the funds, we are not going to get any product under the circumstances. What is worse is if we are going to take it to SAT, it is going to be worse, because what they are doing there, how do you appropriate funds to go to an acting institution where everything is acting, and you say you are going to take money there? Who's going to be accountable? Who's going to spend that money properly? Now they don't even have seen a chief marketing officer. I mean, the main driver of SAT is chief marketing officer. The duty of SAP is to market, but they don't have a marketing person. How are we going to give the money to market? When you go to tourism, DG is forever not there, and the DG do as she please in that department of destination development. The core business of that department is to develop tourism development, but it's not been done. Can we really sit here and say, let's give the money? Construction is here for us. We are giving it, we are not subtracting from anywhere. We are saying section 213, subsection 2 is here, is protecting us. It's saying we can do it. So we are saying even if Parliament do it, tomorrow we are going to sleep peacefully, knowing that we went, we saw, we came, we implemented, and we are setting precedent for the first time in the history of this Parliament that Parliament has got power to stop the budget. Other departments are going to learn to respect committees and to respect Parliament because of this committee that did what? Took a decision for the first time in the history of this Parliament. This is not about making news. It's about doing the right thing and setting precedence, because now we have departments no longer respect Parliament. You know, ministers, they are not. We had the problem of a minister that was not coming to us. So other ministers are going to learn from this, and departments are going to learn from this. Thank you, Chair.
I wanted to just to deal with that question, why did we write to the chief? I think it's just to maybe make him aware of what is happening to tourism, and maybe he can advise otherwise, because now we are being undermined. But this thing, what is going to happen is for the first time, then we need to address it maybe with the relevant people, not just to conclude the in that way. Jefferson, thank you.
Thank you, Honourable. That's why we recommend, you are right, because our letter is recommending to the speaker. We are on that right track that we are suggesting.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair, I think everything that we are discussing now emanates from the presentation that we received, the interactions that we made between us and the relevant structures within our portfolio, which is our entities and the CEO and the team, the minister and the team, the CEO, what is happening within the department. You know, there was a lot of interrogation and interaction between the portfolio committee and until past midnight, Honorable Chair. I do understand what Honorable Bakubela is saying, but my worry with what she is saying is that when we had to come to a conclusion on what we discussed as a portfolio committee and interacted on, I wouldn't like to single out members of the portfolio committee on the chair, but I would like to point out that Honorable Makubela is actually the one who actually drove us to the discussion that states that we have the right to even withhold our appropriation at the portfolio committee.
And we then followed to the steps. That shows that we definitely can prove what she's saying is right. So I don't want to say, to be seen to be defying another member, but trying to say this is not coming from the air, but it comes from discussions and led by certain individuals who think that this was the direction that we want to show this department, that we qualify to be there and to do that, and we can do that. So if we differ and maybe correct, I will not be against anybody correcting it, but I just want to make us aware that we never came with the decision of misappropriating issues, not appropriating issues into budget. It came from a certain level of discussion, and as we differ and as we disagree today, we must remember where it emanated from. Thank you.
And then my last point is, everybody's forgotten, well not this committee, but everybody about what we agreed to in unison at the beginning of this term, and we focus on townships, small dwarfies, rural areas, where real people need this the most. What happened to that? I've read all these documents, I see nothing about that. It's all these other fancy things and so forth. This is why we see these communities in the northwest like we saw. Because those are the very communities that are supposed to be benefiting but they're losing out. So Chair, I sort of see if I'm missing any part here. That's all I wanted to say. It's very disturbing that what is going on. Another example is in Durban when we had our meeting, the new minister, Delore, promised to return with the answers. Now she may have returned, I don't know, maybe she returned to you privately in writing or something, but we all witnessed it, she promised to come back later that evening. We left before midnight and she still did not come back. Now that is not disrespectful, and just putting a middle finger to Parliament and this portfolio committee, then I don't know what it is. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair, and good day to the Honourable Members. I hope that my voice is back now. I'm not sure the disadvantage of speaking as the last person. Everything that you have noted will be said to. But, yeah, Chair, I think I'll mostly be making a point of the process. But before I get to that, you know, Chair, we always hammer about consequence management. But when the time comes for us to ensure that indeed there is consequence management, this is the time, Chairperson, to do something that was not done before. Indeed, Honourable Member, just because it never happened, it doesn't mean that it can't be done. There's always the first time to everything, and I believe that, Chair, probably at that time, no committee has recommended otherwise. In this instance, we're going to make recommendations as in how I understand the process is that the committee recommends to the House, hence the approval by the House, which is Parliament. So if we can recommend this, obviously, like by conducting it through our different, I don't comment for all in terms of spoke to things, especially like we seem to be in agreement, all of us here. In that we were able to also influence our focuses. So it then makes life easier when we get to the House because we'll all be in agreement. So I don't foresee any reason why it can't be accepted by the House to say, no, we are against or we are not approving the budget of the department. Because my fear, Chairperson, is that if they approve it with conditions, what then happens should they not adhere to those conditions? Who's going to be blamed for that? I would prefer a situation where if we approve it, we approve having exactly what it is that you want, this is what we're going to do. We've been undermined for some time now. I would not want to go back and make references. And the disrespect of the minister, because Chen, as much as the minister in the last portfolio committee had made a request to leave earlier, but the minute she left the room, she tried to say she walked out. When we have requested to be excluded, when the time arrives, we then indicate to the House to say, the House remember that I'm up to be excluded at this time, and I then leave. She just stood up and walked out. When we're in the crux of the matter. So to me, the disrespect starts there. How then do you expect your team Harris and others to respect us when their leader could not show respect to the committee? If I can act with the powers that we have in the Constitution as quoted by Honourable Members. If Constitution allows it, it can be done. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I like the phrase there from Honourable Komba that I put in the issue that we are discussing, Chair. It bears reference from quite a number of instances. And I would like to state one, Chairperson. I'm not sure of the date, but during the time when we were in Devon, when the minister was interviewed by ENCA, and she was asked on the appointment president, not parliament. So I think the stance that we are taking, Chair, we make our presence felt, Chair, in that even the previous minister. So that if the problem is with the system, with the agents for change, Chairperson. Chairperson, just one little reference that I would like to make, Chairperson. When we were in Northwest, Chairperson, we met there with women in tourism who raised the fact that they are not enjoying any support from the department. Whereas we have observed that the department is able and willingly so ready to fund people who are not even operating within the tourism business, the wannabes, you know, your taboo pesters of this world. Another reference that I would like to make, Chairperson, is that continuously the department has been underspending on EPWP projects, Chairperson. And there's lack of monitoring when it comes to EPWP programs, even with in terms of its content, Chairperson. So another thing that I wish to raise, Chairperson, is the fact that we must soon meet with the Special Investigation Unit Chair and all other investigating agencies. I have a feeling that there is a lot that is out there that is not coming forward to the committee, Chairperson, and if we rely on the department, we will never get such information, Chairperson. And I am pleading with the WIP in terms of this SMI recommendation area. Let us not appropriate the funds of the department. We cannot continue being undermined by the department, let the budget voting cows, Chairperson, for money that we do not have control over. And I fully concur with members. It's not encouraging to recommend and later find that no one is taking cognizance of that which we are recommending, Chairperson. Thank you very much, Chairperson. Also, Chairperson, I support you on the issue that has to do with the qualifications of seniors. Yes. The presentation is quite silent on that. It only speaks to work experience.
Recognition of pricing. Now, honorable members, I'm not sure if I should ask our support staff before I allow Dr. Kuraj to print their responses by their minister. Seeing that there's also a very interesting letter on the ATP. Annual procurement plan. Having received from management the draft annual procurement plan, which provides a framework of priority procurement projects in line with treasury requirements, the interim board resolves to approve the annual procurement plan subject to the following changes. One, the procurement projects listed in the category business events must also be subjected to a competitive bidding process where applicable. Certified true copy of the resolution, Mr. Tim Harris, and May. And then maybe we were there in of the board then? In Japan. Okay. That's a million dollar question. But I think Dr. Fuza, you do have these attachments, eh? Can you ask Nozuko to print all of them? I'm going to do that, which never happened. Each and every member of the portfolio committee will have this document, so that when we are asked the questions, we are able to respond seamlessly as portfolio committee members and in unison. And in these attachments, I've got about 2, 4, 5 resolutions of the board as the subject. And in these resolutions of the board, you know what? What is so shocking is that we had the portfolio committee on the 9th. We have a portfolio committee on the 9th in Bush and Noma Mukomba, name get the meeting. We had resolved with the portfolio committee on the 9th, which ended 12 midnight, but on the 10th, there's a plethora of resolutions of the court that are written and sent to me. And my understanding and the understanding of the portfolio committee was that the minister will send us the resolutions of the board before the implementation of all the decisions that we were questioning in that particular portfolio committee. But I will ask the support team to print all these things so that we have this and be able as Honorable Matumba had said earlier on, when we are in our various caucuses and tabling the situation and challenges and how we've arrived at this decision, we are able to present empirical evidence on some of these things. So there are responses indeed from the minister who have since requested in writing to the DG to say the infrastructure must be under her office. And anomaly, something that has never happened since 1994. And she does it for the first time, and I want to make it clear in this portfolio committee and categorically. In 1994, I was so young, very naive to even dream of becoming a member of parliament. Me. So it cannot be that you are going to be threatened by 1994 things that have happened under Nelson Mandela, who was the best of the best. Creme de la creme of the leader internationally and here in the country. So that which was happening in 1994 can't be compared now because we have evolved. And we, as the people that are here today, are required and expected to embrace evolution. Because evolution is something that we coexist with. So it is, you know what, it's inevitable that there will be evolution. So, honorable members have raised many issues. And where I'm seated is after the our content advisor has responded, AXS is a project of Timaris. It's not a project of South African tourism. It is clear that he is going to indeed abuse the platform for his own nefarious ends. So we were right when we said said that there's clear evidence of conflict of interest from these three people. I also want to put it before the portfolio committee that we need to write, I don't know, Dr. Kuzo, whether to the minister or to the person that lies before Parliament in the form of Ms. Colette Azam, that we inform her in writing that she lied before Parliament and that Tatamon to perjury and something that has never happened since 1994, that people lied before Parliament. So I don't know. I'm putting before the portfolio committee because if we allow people to come to the portfolio committee and tell lies, I don't think that we'll be able to progress because it means then therefore that we will over time get back resources. In the meeting, the minister left saying that all the attachments and all the documents they are there. And half of the package came. And then we were told that the other documents will be compiled and then they will be brought. Jiggy jiggy. We've got 10 main documents. And in that, what comes to my mind is that Ms. Zama said that the two board members left Durban. They are not in Durban, but they are both resolutions on the death of me. So I really need us to get also a clarity, parents' rights to the board through the CEO or the minister, and try and figure out and get the records of that particular board meeting, which took a decision to say that. These are the resolutions of the death, and where I'm sitting, I'm sure that the acting CEO also sits in the board meetings. We need to be empowered as to whether indeed these are resolutions of the board or the resolutions of one individual that sits to drive the board with nothing to show in terms of qualifications. Hence, things are falling apart in this board. We are going to say that some of us get without fear of contradictions because we know that we went to school without qualifications. Right? Pre-eminency is not favoring some of us. So we are going to consistently raise that thing. Of counterfeit and other things that are dominating our society today. We are grateful that we gave ourselves time and an opportunity to empower ourselves academically and otherwise. So we will consistently raise the issues of people who are awarded and put into strategic positions because of 20 years experience with no qualifications. Very bad. Very bad for our country, very bad for governance, very bad for everything that is there on King Kong's and how we are supposed to attain a good government. So, Dr. Kuzwa, I am going to allow you to respond to some of the things that were raised by honorable members. Everything therefore is even better. It's these qualifications before the experience, because the youth was once in Gauteng as the head of DG of that government. Others have 20 years experience. Italy up, no qualification, but I think we are not there now. So I'm going to allow Dr. Kuzwayo
I want to first go back to this disclaimer that I said at the beginning of the meeting, that this is your report as the committee. It is not ours as a support. Ours is to try to synthesize what the committee is saying and put it in writing. Hence, we brought the report here for the committee to then look at it and make further inputs. So, if you look at the report that we crafted, we captured the sentiment of the meeting, particularly the meeting on the 2nd, where the PC met with the department, and the meeting of the 9th. So we did not deviate from what the committee recommended. So other issues that are being discussed are process issues in terms of the report being tabled to the committee for fine-tuning and so on. So for us as your support, I think I'll go back to what I said as well to say we will enhance the report in terms of the issues that have been raised by the committee in certain paragraphs of the report to capture issues that we might have watered down or missed completely in the report. And from what we are reading from the meeting is that the recommendations of the committee, particularly the major one of not appropriating stands, which we will then we'll leave it like that in the committee report, because our reading of the meeting is as such. I have requested that maybe the committee, this is going to be a very important for all of us, because even after the first time, we have never, you see, this is going to be the administrative, this is going to be an issue of manifest, in location of the public protect as well. So the first time that Parliament is dealing with such issues, so the first time that at the committee level, I believe with these issues. So I'm sitting here thinking to say maybe, let me not provide my opinion, but all I'm saying is that it's going to be this administration has manifest since 1994 that Parliament has not tried. But going back to the request, Chair, and I will say why, and I wish not to open this up for debate, because this is what prompted me to even solicit advice from our finance guard. There is a statement that was said by the chairperson and other members to say already an amount of more than 500 million has already been transferred to SAT. Now, my challenge with that was, if you look at Parliament and the section that Honourable Matumba is referring to, unfortunately it's just stepped out, it says Parliament will appropriate by Act of Parliament, and there is this appropriation bill. After the Minister of Finance has tabled budget, NA considers that budget, and also NA considers this budget, and passed the budget. Now, it is a matter of interpretation of law, and that, unfortunately, that appropriation bill precedes committee processes, because committees start considering budget after Parliament and SOP, after Parliament and SOP, NH and SOP have appropriated these budgets to departments, which I think, as a lay person in law, that the department can come and say, but Parliament has already appropriated budget through the appropriation bill. But I think it's a matter that I don't want to open for debate, that can be easily handled by our legal services. So my request to you, Chair, and the committee is maybe for the chairperson to write a letter as of today to legal services and attach this report, the minutes of the 2nd and the minutes of the 9th, to say these are the issues that have transpired and this is the decision. And 24th is next week, Wednesday. So if the letter goes out today, maybe the chairperson gives them a deadline, say maybe by Friday, so the committee will have this by weekend to then look at it to say, because it will assist the committee then when you then debate on the 24th. You'll have your report because you are within your right to say you recommend Parliament not to appropriate. But there are these technical financial issues that the committee also needs to assist there to say, so that you are sure when you stand there and you say, this is what the law and the constitution, and because what is the constitution in terms of that clause? For me, it seems like already Parliament has appropriated budget before committees consider it. So I'm not opening up for debate, Chair. It's something that if the Chair and the committee agrees, maybe we need to send out that request to the Chief Legal Advisor of Parliament for the committee to be assisted. As for other issues, I think a matter of enhancing the report that we will be effecting in the draft, because it is the draft that we presented to the committee. Thank you, Chair.
I may be a bit backward with the discussion, but this is just to bring this to the attention of the portfolio committee. You know, when the minister abandoned the meeting, there were still a lot of questions that required her to respond directly to the committee, and we still continued to actually engage on such matters with no response from the side due to the absence. And I therefore want to know if there were some answers given on his behalf or sent, or someone from the department taking note of those questions. Because we still have unanswered questions, which are very critical for this committee to have information on. And secondly, during the time when we were all leaving the meeting, I still asked out of my interest to find out from them how many committees do they have, because it's one of the questions that I needed an answer from the board itself and couldn't get the answers. How many board meetings do they have? Committees do they have? She said they have four committees outside the record, and those four committees, each one of them has got its own committee, and all three of them run around the same four committees. So there's a lot of dysfunctional things which we never even got the responses, because we are going to even be more and more and more interrogative if we had to get those opportunities and those answers. So it means even the board meetings are going to fail, because if the same three members are attending their four meetings and each one of them is a chair of those committees, and it means the other two members are the members of the committee, or I don't know how to constitute their meetings. I'm very much worried about even that type of setup of committee meetings of the board. Thank you.
Honorable members, I think we have proceeded on the issue of the budget board consideration. The vote is denied. The decision of the previous portfolio committee, which was organized in Durban, overwhelmingly, we still reiterate that it still stands. Without wasting time, I'm going to quickly allow again Dr. Kuzwayo to present the oversight report, because I'm looking at the time, so that we discuss it once and look into that oversight report. After the oversight report, as you will be noting, issues that you want to raise, you are going to do the minutes so that we are able to conclude at 1 o'clock on the dot, and be able to perhaps do other things before the sitting of 2 o'clock for those that will be budget. I'm not sure how many pages in the oversight report, Dr. Kuzwayo, but I would want you to do the introduction only, and then move to the recommendations and fast forward to conclusion, so that we discuss those. Otherwise, I saw that report. It's more than 60 pages. The report itself. So can we move in that order?
Thank you, Chair. I'll try to be brief. The introduction is by way of just giving background to why the committee undertook this oversight visit to Northwest in terms of also the recovery of the sector from 2017 and also early from 2019 COVID pandemic, and also the issues that the tourism wanted, also the committee wanted to assess, which are mainly to look at domestic tourism, tourism development, marketing and growth in the province. So that is that by way of the introduction. And then the background in terms of mainly the projects. They have been set up I projects which are now waiting for tourism, that have all these issues that the members are articulating now, and that is why the focus was more on these projects that were given a green light by the GTEC process to go ahead. And I'll just keep to, so the way the report is structured, now the members, we look at every place that was visited by the committee, and then from that we did observation as each site, and then recommendation as each site. So I will just then go to this session of observation. I'll picture probably the main issue here. This is what the community is calling the Tower of Data project. This is where you have a support from the department towards the project without the necessary approval having been obtained for the project. That then you have issues of community involvement to say it is a one-man show, and the project owner said no, there was that gentleman there and the one member that can that everything, the security guard, the tour guide, also assist people when they come for hunting. So there's no cross involvement except one person. Then hunting and the settlement to say hunting generally with the sport tourism is not seen as something that access the sector, but they are doing hunting there, so it can achieve the destination. So they said they were going to see the activities once approval has been given, but for now that is the issue. They are still continuing with hunting. Then our issues of image is the traffic management. The committee to say that place is far away from everything, particularly your medical centers, social, anything that affects tourists there. It won't work well for the country. So then also about the number of animals in the property. So they said no, they sometimes they're very cautious, but they have no clue which to say how many animals do they have, which then begs the question. But if they do killing, because they said they are doing killing, on what basis do they do killing? Then also synergy between the environmental conservation and tourism. So to say when then they implement the project, they said they're going to have tenant structures and not change much, but we don't have the IA there to know how much environmental education will be caused by the development. Then our issue of signage from the road to your internal roads which are not there, and also the roads are now particularly within the property and two-car campus which are very then provide a problem. And also you have this issue of a gravel road where they said no, the family
Manana Lord, that the committee has been talking about, to say the project itself was around 47 million when it was implemented, but in terms of infrastructure, then they said 37 million and 40 million that is budgeted, which the committee said will be a waste because that facility is dysfunctional with all the issues that the members showed there. So also the issue of community participation in project conservation and implementation in the communities that the community met on the settlement dam, the indicators even with this project, they don't know what's happening there. So then you have the issue of sources of employment enforcement, to say there have been cases open but no one has been arrested. The forensic audit also to say the matter has even reported to the public protector, but the same no consequences to the perpetrators. Poor project design, that's what the community raised, to say even the aspect of the buildings they are not facing, which means the issue of maximizing daylight is not there because the rooms are facing, where all issues even about the configuration of the rooms in terms of the toilets and the bedrooms, so all those issues are raised here. Then also the issue that things were done there in a haste just before the committee was coming, to say when then the committee wanted to go and visit, you couldn't even go because there were bushes and grass along the walkway, but they just here on the main internal road there. Then the issue of the repeat visit, so the committee said here, once the project implement has been appointed, then in 2 months time the committee will have to go there with the PSA. Then there is the government dam, this is where, then this is the background of what transpired in the morning, to say the committee started to pay visits to the traditional authority, and then there was a meeting that was requested in court by the committee. But with everything that happened, these were the observations in terms of the need for improved intergovernmental coordination, because the committee observed that there's a multi-purpose center there that can work if you have many departments working, like your agriculture, your SMMEs, your home affairs, and so it can become like a center for the community. So even your SASA offices and so on can be there. So there was another issue in terms of intergovernmental relations, the site, the federal motor site, in terms of all the wealth of history that is in that site, that is also overgrown, no one is taking responsibility. If then you were to implement that together with the Department of Tourism, so that arts and culture plays a role even in declaring this a heritage site. So then you have the concentration camp also there, which is a cemetery. Also all these in terms of intergovernmental, then you could say all these, if you develop that space, not just a tourism or drug development, if you develop that as a tourism precinct, to bring all the stakeholders in terms of government together to then develop that. So also the need for improved community participation, like the race to the other one. So there are many issues there that were raised by communities. They're being excluded even from procurement, issue of 80% procurement, and the likes that the community had there. Then they need to rework the recommend effort to say already there are plans that were shared by the community in that walkabout there, to say the buildings, the structures have already been planned. But with the proposal that we have to implement that as a tourism precinct, so this is to be reworked to then implement it as a project, as a precinct. Unfulfilled promises, so the committee was told that many government officials, including the president, the deputy ministers, and ministers, all of them have been there, made promises, and there were no follow-up, no implementation of whatever was promised. Then we have observations with regard to women in tourism. This is what the committee has talked about, what Mam Kolo was saying just now, to say there's no support. As much as they said they were assisted through mass market access, I think committee saw those hidden gems there. Some of them are women in tourism. They have those that are. But in general, since COVID-19 hit the sector, there's been no assistance. There are issues of roads and so on that were raised there. Then there are general observations about the oversight. One was the planning and execution. That talked mainly to us and those support staff to say the members were not prepared accordingly because we had to walk in those places, we had to visit the locals to say next time maybe the oversight should be planned better. And then also the issue of departmental delegation that the committee saw as not fit for purpose because the director general was not there and the DDG was not, could not respond to some of the issues, particularly on forensics, because she said no, those are issues that reside within the DG's office. Then the issue of internal capacity is very infrastructure. This has to do with having an internal capacity, and the community has raised these issues before where the DG told the committee that no, they can't have a person who is an infrastructure expert because their business is not infrastructure. But the committee is insisting to say no, you must have someone who is well versed in this thing so that they can even work with the PSA to monitor what the PSA is doing on behalf of the department. Then the issue of improper conduct of departmental officials. So there are three things that we recorded here. One was the altercation in the morning between the chairperson and the DDG, and the committee raised that as gross disrespect and that it should not have happened. Then there's the issue particularly with the first project where the department is approaching a project that has no approval, and also implementers at Manana Lodge where they said no, the issue was not about implement, but was about running out of funds due to cost escalation. So the committee said no, they see that as the department conspiring with the service providers. There is an issue of not having standard operating procedures, because even the way the first project where the committee went to see how they do investment projects, how that person got into the books, were people who met at the airport, discussed this thing. So the committee was saying there need to be clear operational procedures into what will be the process when people are assisted. So the committee then made certain undertakings which needs to be implemented after this has been 86. One is to conduct oversight visits to departmental offices and South African tourism to meet all the staff members that are involved in implementing the APP, and also that there's a reluctance from the DG to support the committee with information on forensic. If then he continues with that, then the committee will summon or subpoena him. Then there should be a meeting with the DBSA to look at their implementation plan of all the projects across provinces, investigating what the community is called and the federal database to say DBSA is a database that excludes them. So the committee said in that meeting with this will be interrogated further. Then there is an issue also of scheduling a meeting with these ministers to look at particularly Minister of Tourism Land Reform, Arts and Culture going to include here, to look at that present development there, also to ensure that that project that we found there is working. Also writing a letter to leader of government about concerns raised by the community, particularly on the issues of unfulfilled promises, and also scheduling a meeting with women in tourism. So in terms of recommendations, there are those that are general to the department. One, exploring the option of employing a senior person with built environment expertise to assist the department in terms of this infrastructure project. Another one, for the department to submit this forensic audit report to the committee. Finishing the committee with information and feedback related to what the department mentioned that day, which was for the first time that there are issues that have been transferred to the public protector. The committee wanted to get more information in terms of what is the issue there. Then also rethinking supporting provinces as not yet has returned money to the national seed card yet. The department is assisting with this project, and the community was saying maybe they could have redirected that money to finishing this aiding project. Then the issue of ensuring that BPSA as an implementing agent also includes that local content, that 30% local content, so that we do not have this pushback from communities when they start vandalizing projects because they were sidelined in procurement. Then also that before project commence across now is for BPSA to ensure that the department has certified itself with public participation so that we don't have these issues. But not just the issue, say the BPSA is saying this, but the department itself must attend these meetings and certify itself to say yes. That the committee was saying so that you don't have these issues of vandalism that is across all provinces. Also, ensuring that the department develops a proper procedure to be followed, that is for applying for investment projects. That addresses that issue that was raised by the committee to say that project owner was met by the department at the airport. It means there is no procedure, so the department have a procedure that should be followed to apply for this investment project, facilitating the engagement with municipalities, provincial and national in terms of roads and signage, because the roads are categorized in terms of national roads, provincial and also local roads, to say if the department were to engage, so you know which road belongs to the committee, so the health roads, even when they're driving back, potholes everywhere. So that must be addressed because it affects tourism. And that one, the women in tourism member was even saying they've resorted to fixing the roads on their own. So in future also, the department to provide relevant project information timely when we go, because what I remember, it might seem like as a first step, we are not giving you information. It's a matter that we try. Even through PECA, they don't even give her information. We'll request, because unfortunately we cannot do our own research because information is limited. We need to get information from them to then do this package. So that we don't get some of the information we're receiving in drift and drag when we're already on oversight. As you saw, we kept on. So this is a matter to say if an oversight has been communicated, let the committee receive all documentation on time so that as your sample staff can then package information appropriately.
Okay, let's just wrap up for less than a minute. So 5 minutes.
No, Chairperson, I think let's take the report as read, because with Manyana, I think that is what is important, that is implementation of this project on time, but with the Kakaling work was to say maybe the department must pull out of that project until all the requisite approvals have been received, particularly the environmental impact assessment. So the rest, I think, is what is in the report, Chair. And yeah, it is for your input, Chairperson and members. Thank you.
Honourable members, that's the report. Any bites? And the adoption? Honourable President.
Chair, I've got some grammatical issues that your permission I'm talking about to offline. It's a little failing with grammatical things, but otherwise I do support the report.
Thank you.
That's the feeling of the House. But we support the report subject to editing whatever errors that are there.
Chair, I believe that the editing for any grammatical errors need to be corrected in the portfolio committee, because they may change the content once they are approved outside, and we give them permission to do so. Thank you.
Honourable members, I think that when the support staff does the editing of whatever that was recommended, it has been practiced that they nothing sinister about what Honorable De Freitas is raising. The portfolio committee supports us. After we've all edited that report, will be also circulated to all of us. Can we move for the second?
I second the move that we note and adopt the report with the corrections that must be made to the report. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Bush. Thank you very much, honorable members. The time now is 1 o'clock. I would ask that we defer the 2 sets of the minutes to our next portfolio committee meeting, if you so permit. And that the portfolio committee, we remain resolute on the decisions of the previous committee that we recommend to Parliament that the budget of the Department of Tourism is not approved based on the reasons that we put categorically, and also as members of the portfolio committee, it is suggested that we all go and report back to our caucuses for the decision of the portfolio committee. The minutes be deferred to the next meeting, and we have adopted the oversight report with amendments, and also the budget vote 39 is set to be tabled on the 24th of May, which is next week, hoping that we'll have a fruitful meeting. And those are the major decisions that I have summarized for this particular meeting. Is there anything that I omitted?
Do we get approval for requesting the legal opinion check?
On what, Danny?
Just on what we then can ask that it's not talking. The report will be 86. But just asking the committee to unpack everything around this.
What we seek from legal is the interpretation of page 1F of the Constitution, the one that speaks of Parliament that has a responsibility to appropriate the money from the national revenue funding that is given to the department. That interpretation is what we must seek, and then whether Parliament by that section in the Constitution has the powers to decide on the appropriation of the money of the department. I think that's what we need, and also perhaps try and compare that with the Appropriations Act of Parliament. And there is no act in the country that supersedes the Constitution. The Constitution in the Republic of South Africa is supreme law. That's our understanding. And even if we are bush lawyers, but we know that the constitution of the country in the Republic of South Africa is supreme law. So whatever act that is there, whether it's Parliament, Appropriations Act, and what have you, and our actions are based on the supreme law of the country. Perhaps in 1994, there was no reason or they were not provoked to an extent of invoking that particular section of the constitution of the country. Under Mandela, everything seemed to be good. And I don't know, after 1994, what has happened for us to arrive in the situation we find ourselves in today. But with that said, as members of parliament, we are expected to do oversight to the executive and the department without fear of contradictions, and we are always guided by both the constitution and the rules of parliament, and those powers that are vested in us and conferred to us by those two books, the constitution and the rules of parliament, will always uphold them. UNOSUKO has arrived with the documentation as received from the Honorable Minister, and all those resolutions, as Honorable Members said, the level of undermining, all those resolutions were taken after the Botswana Committee meeting of the 9th. Those letters are dated the 10th of May, and the Botswana Committee was on the 9th, if my memory serves me well. So we are giving you this copies so that as and when we are subjected to a bottom that discusses everything else around that portfolio committee and this portfolio committee, we are able to have information. With that said, honorable members, if you allow that the minutes be considered in the next portfolio committee meeting, I would love to adjourn the meeting. Is there any objections on the minutes? No objections. Our portfolio committee meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much, honorable members, for honoring this meeting. It's been a long time since we had our own space as the portfolio committee meeting, and I hope that we will also have another portfolio meeting to reflect on some of the outstanding issues that required us as the portfolio committee to meet along. Those who are well educated, they are saying in committee when they prepare for such meetings. Honorable members, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much. But before you leave, we must get copies from those who is moving on a very snail pace. They have never seen before. So, Nozuko, please, Cindy, assist Nozuko. Please distribute those documents to honorable members only. Petra has those documents. She does not need them. Thank you. The meeting is adjourned.